let's talk about this primary election June 2nd. You're prepping. You're in the prep mode, right?
We are in the prep mode. Jesse was just down with our vendors working on the equipment the last couple days. You know, you think, oh, well, that's a long ways away. June 2nd. Forever.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not. It's almost May 1st. Next week is May 1st. I mean, we are gearing up. So absentee voting in person, or if you've requested or want to request a ballot to be mailed to you, all of that starts on Wednesday, May 13th, which we know is just a heartbeat away.
Wow.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So we will be at the election center as normal. We'll be there for whoever needs to come in. There's a really short window, just as a reminder, for people to request the ballots. You can request them now, and that is through May 18th. So otherwise, you can always come in person and vote. And, you know, we do always do curbside, so if somebody's not feeling well or... Just talked to a lady yesterday that was going to have a knee replacement, and I said, just stay in your vehicle. Call the number. We'll come out to you.
Oh, so, that's so sweet. Now remind us, what are we voting on? What's the primary election for?
The primary election is actually a nomination process for who's getting on the ballot for the two parties, Democrat, Republican, for the election on November 3rd. So you have to choose a ballot. You have to pick one or the other. And I know people, they don't always stay the same party. They normally vote most things because maybe they've got a friend or somebody they're real passionate about on the other ballot, and they want to vote for them, and that's fine. And you can always change back later. And a lot of people are no party, but you do have to choose on this one.
Got it. Okay. Hey, I understand, a little birdie told me, that the county might be getting a new spruced up website. What can you share?
You know, I am so excited about this. We've spent two full days, myself and James Nearing, prepping with each department head, talking about what they're doing. There's a lot of counties that use this vendor. We approved everything, the Neapolitan Labs. They do the election website and the sheriff's website already. And so we're going to be sprucing it all up. And the other thing is we're really excited. Right now, the whole process for agendas is very cumbersome. And it looks like they've really streamlined things, and it should be a real time saver for us. So we're super, super, super excited. At least I am. I don't know if anybody else is, but I am.
Nan, you're so funny. Hey, let's follow up on this WHO Channel 13 news story of IDs being issued in Marshall and Story counties. What is going on with this?
Well, I had to do some research. I had somebody call me Friday late afternoon, had somebody assist me with figuring out what was going on, and had other people texting me and reaching out over the weekend because they heard the news story. So it's a organization called Central Iowa Community IDs. And there's a bill that that the governor has signed or is signing. It's went through both the House and Senate to not allow government entities other than the state of Iowa to issue IDs. I hadn't heard a thing about this until started researching it. And this organization issues them, and Marshall County is their top county for receiving them, which I found very intriguing. This ID will not be allowed for voting. We only, you know, non-operator IDs, military IDs, there's a whole nice list of them, your passport, things like that. I can't really figure out what the purpose is. So somebody said it's to help when somebody can't get an ID, but I know that people that are here on visas and any of those kind of things can go out to the DOT and get IDs with their passport. So I'm I'm confused by it all, but it is not Marshall County or the city of Marshalltown. Neither of us are issuing these IDs. These are not government-issued IDs. So not to worry. We don't have anything really weird going on here. It's just an organization. I guess it's been around, actually, for a few years. So really perplexed by it. Well, it's great to get the information out there for people, and it will not be a valid ID for voting.
That's great to know. I'm glad you clarified that. Yeah.